gates of praise, into your sanctuary, till we're standing face to face.
I look upon your countenance, I see the fullness of your grace, and I can only bow down and say,
beginning to morning devotions. This is John Thrasher, and I hope you will stay tuned for the next half hour. We'll just worship the Lord together and just sense the presence of God. How important that is. Here at the threshold of the day. Sure, it's a mean world out there. You don't have to tell me that. I know that. I live in the same world you live in. People are rude and harsh and indifferent and lackadaisical and cold-hearted and everything else you can think of negative. But say, isn't the Lord good? Maybe we need to get our thoughts and our minds off of people and start thinking about the Lord more. God is faithful. God is good. He will do what he promised to do. For God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. For hath he said it, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Man many, many times is a louse, a character, hard to get along with, but isn't the Lord good? So, in the next few moments, let's just concentrate our minds and thoughts upon Jesus, who he is, what he is, what he desires to become to you right now in these next few moments. Our helper, our sustainer, our strengthener, the one who lights our darkened way, the one who gives us the grace, sustaining grace, to meet our every need. And it is to him that I desire to draw very close to and to be nearer and dearer to him, don't you?
He's just a little dearer to me day by day. He seems a little nearer to me day by day. He keeps me walking in the light. He watches o'er me day and night. He's just a little dearer to me day by
So Paul, writing to Timothy, said, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us, and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, unto which I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. This probably was the final letter that the Apostle Paul wrote, at least the one that we have any record of. In 2 Timothy, he is in prison, writing to his beloved son in the Lord, Timothy. And in spite of all the difficulties that Paul faced and the setbacks and the fact that so many of his dear friends had abandoned him, and here he is in prison, he gives this beautiful affirmation, a word of faith to Timothy. And he says, "Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." You know, dear friend, there are times when you need to look at your difficulty and your problems and your setbacks right in the face, right in the eye, and say with Paul, "I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed." Even when it seems that everybody has forsaken you, when it seems that everything has gone in reverse, maybe your best plans and the dreams of your life lie shattered at your feet. Whatever is happening in your life, to be able to look up and say in faith believing, "I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that God is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." That's what you call faith. You see, anybody can have faith when the sun is shining and the sky is blue and everything is going just the way you want it. But to have faith in spite of everything, when the bottom is dropped out, when you're in chains like Paul is, to say, "Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. I know whom I have believed." Oh, let us put our trust in God. Let us express our faith in him. For the scripture says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Are you diligently seeking after the Lord? Then believe that God is a rewarder of those who love him and fear him and trust him and seek after him. And you will not go without his notice. God knows who you are and where you are. He knows, he is fully aware of all the things happening in your life right now. The good things and the bad things. Maybe someone I'm talking to, life today is absolutely wonderful. It couldn't be any better. Things are going just the way you have always hoped that they would. Well, thank God for that. And be happy in the Lord and remember every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above, from our Heavenly Father. So thank God for those wonderful benefits and gifts that have come pouring into your life. But then on the other hand, I may be talking to someone, maybe this is the most miserable day of your life. Everything that is bad has happened to you, and it seems that everything is falling apart. Then it's up to you right now to look at life square dab in the eye and say, "I believe God that it shall be even as it was told unto me. I am not ashamed. I know that God is with me. I believe God. I put my trust in him. I shall not be confounded. I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able, though I may not see it or understand it now, how he will do it. I know that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." That's faith, isn't it? That's faith. Thank you. Then Jesus went from there and departed into the borders of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same borders, and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a demon. But Jesus answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But Jesus answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But Jesus answered and said, It is not right to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made well from that very hour. I think that is a tremendous story that has so much spiritual truth in it, recorded for us in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 15. Nothing could hurt this woman's feelings. She was tough. Nothing could cause her to go away empty without her petition being answered and supplied. Nothing could hurt her feelings. It just seems to me that there are times when the Lord purposely tries us to see if we're really sincere, if we really mean business, if we really want it. And he'll test us and try us, and on purpose try to hurt our feelings and to make us go away pouting. Don't you think so? Seems so to me. But this woman overcame all of the hindrances. I think that's amazing. Several things that she had to overlook and rise above. She could have gone home and nursed her self-pity, but she didn't do it. She kept on persistently and worshiped Jesus. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. First of all, she had to overcome Christ's silence when she cried to him and said, Have mercy upon me, Lord, have mercy on me. Jesus didn't even answer her. Now, that would certainly hurt one's feelings, wouldn't it? Christ's silence. Do you know why he did it? He did it in order to intensify her desire. And if it seems that God ever hides his face or he refuses to answer you and you get your feelings hurt because the Lord doesn't answer your prayers and he seems to hide himself, just remember this little story in Matthew 15. Perhaps the reason the Lord is being silent is not to hurt you, but to intensify your desires, to see how sincere you are. And secondly, she had to overcome the attitude of the disciples. They were quite harsh. They said, Send her away, for she crieth after us. That little pest, she's bothering us. Lord, get rid of her. Rebuke her. Send her away. But she didn't pay that any attention either. And she kept on praying for mercy. And then, finally, when the Lord did speak and say something, he seemed to exclude her from heaven's blessings and numbered her among the dogs, among the Gentiles, and implying that a heavenly bread was meant for God's people, for the Jews, not for persons like her, the lowly, humble Gentiles. But no matter, she kept on praying, Lord, help me. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And that's when Jesus looked at her and said, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And from that hour, her daughter was made completely whole. She was well. Shameless persistence, what a message there is in that. You know, there are times that the Word of God does seem to repulse us, but not so, actually. And it may seem that the Lord is harsh, but not really. Any time that it seems that the Lord is saying, you don't deserve it, the bread goes to the children, not to the dogs, or any time that he's silent, or any time that some of his people may be saying, get rid of her, send her away, she's crying after us. All of this the Lord allows to happen in order to intensify your desire and to make real your sincerity. Do you really want God? If you really want God with all of your heart, you're going to find him. And the Lord is never silent to you just because he wants to be mean to you. He is so in order to bring out the sincerity of your soul and the true hunger and thirst of your heart and life. So keep praying to him. Keep worshiping. And if he just offers the crumbs, well, say, Lord, even the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. I will gladly take that. And as you cry to him with an intensified desire and sincerity after God, you're going to find him. The Lord never hurts your feelings just for the sake of wounding you. And any time the Word of God itself seems to repulse you and to exclude you, it doesn't really do so. God speaks to us in such a way to make us keep praying, keep worshiping, keep desiring. We have to overcome those hindrances and those obstacles and keep pressing in, just like that other lady did, who pressed her way through the throng until she was close enough she could reach out and touch the hem of his garment. You've got to push your way through a lot of things. There can be a lot of hindrances. There can be times when Jesus himself may be silent. The Lord may hide his face. There may be times that some of his people may be rude in their actions and their attitude. No matter. Overlook all of that. Keep on praying. Reach out. Touch the hem of his garment. You're going to find answers to your prayers because God loves you. God loves you very much. And don't ever interpret any of the Lord's actions or anything he has said to you out of his word as being hurtful or harsh or just to drive you away. Because God never wants to drive you away. He wants to bring you close to himself. But he doesn't always make it easy. You see, that's the point I'm trying to make. The Lord doesn't always just make it so easy that you receive everything you want right now. There are times that you have to overlook obstacles, hindrances, the Lord's refusals, his silence, and you keep on praying, you keep on pressing in, and those who seek after God and hunger and thirst are going to be filled. As sure as there is a God in heaven, as you continue to hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled.
Mm-hmm. life was shattered, my hope was gone, crushing the load that I bore. Then out of my depths I cried, please God, give me something worth living for, something more than my yesterdays, more than I've had before, something more than wealth or fame. God gave me something worth living for.
Jesus came in and gave me something worth living for. Something more than my yesterdays, more than I had before. Something.